Exclusive: August migrant encounters at Southwest border drop 90% from prior year. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on September 3, 2025. Border Patrol agents assigned to the 9 Southwest sectors encountered approximately 6,300 illegal aliens who crossed the border in August between ports of entry, according to unofficial reports reviewed exclusively by Breitbart Texas. This represents a 90% decrease in migrant apprehensions compared to August 2024. Sources within U.S. Customs and Border Protection revealed to Breitbart Texas that Border Patrol agents arrested approximately 6,300 illegal aliens who crossed the border between Brownsville, Texas, and San Diego, California in August. This is an average of just over 200 arrests per day. Adding in the remaining Border Patrol sectors, that number increased to approximately 8,000 migrant encounters nationally, nearly 260 per day. In August 2024, Border Patrol agents encountered nearly 61,000 migrants who illegally entered the U.S. between ports of entry and without inspection. This August's nationwide total of about 8,000 illegal aliens represents a drop of nearly 87%. Since President Donald Trump took office in January, the average number of migrants apprehended fell to less than 6,000 per month. On August 1, Breitbart Texas reported the Trump administration's announcement of the most secure border in history. July migrant apprehensions fell to a record-shattering low of 4,601. In July, the average number of daily apprehensions fell to 148 per day. In June, agents also set a record for the least number of migrant arrests in a single day with the apprehension of 112 illegal aliens, Breitbart reported. On July 20, that record was shattered with a report of only 88 arrests. For the third month in a row, May through July, not a single migrant who was apprehended after illegally crossing the border was admitted into the United States. During the Biden era of catch and release, between 50 to 70% of migrants who were encountered at the border were released into the U.S. frequently. This resulted in thousands of illegal aliens being dumped into American cities daily without adequate time for screening. Official numbers are expected to be released around August 15. The drop in migrants illegally crossing the border also led to a drop in the number of migrant deaths in at least one of the busiest border sectors. Breitbart Texas reported that the number of migrant deaths reported in the Del Rio sector fell from approximately one per day at the peak of the Biden border crisis to less than one per month. According to a Spanish-language news report in La Rancherita del Aire, Vivian Juarez, a spokesperson for the Consulate of Mexico's office in Eagle Pass, told reporters the five deaths recorded since January included one set of human remains that consisted of only bones. Most of the recorded deaths are believed to be caused by heat-related dehydration. The spokesperson believes the reduction in total illegal alien deaths in the region is the result of stricter border control measures put in place by President Donald Trump in January. As reported exclusively by Breitbart Texas, during some months, the Border Patrol in the Del Rio sector, which includes Eagle Pass, experienced an average of one illegal alien death per day in July 2023 when border crossings were near their highest levels in the area. On one single day in Eagle Pass in September 2022, 9 illegal aliens drowned while attempting to cross the Rio Grande with a larger group. The drop in deaths marks a significant change from what had become a daily norm in a city where thousands of illegal aliens entered the United States daily. In stark contrast, today, President Trump's strict new immigration enforcement measures have brought crossings down to a mere trickle. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.